Lock Talk Radio.
That's all right.
Okay, K-Tickle. If a pimp is running down the street, he's about to do what?
He's about to tell them hoes, stop all that damn talking and go back to damn what?
Down anyway again. Rolanda.
Okay, I am going to go with, she said 80.
Mm-hmm.
Characters in movies. There are a lot of women actresses in movies, so I'm going to say slightly lower than that. And I'm going to go, look, I sound like I'm on the $1 million.
Jeopardy, hell yeah.
Look, I would like to ask the audience. Oh, okay.
Hot wife to be loose. I mean, I need to know what Miss T-A-Z is going to look like.
I have a picture, yes, here.
All women have their backs turned in a long Indian dress. Which back is hers?
The big back, yes.
Man, she's got a big Nagami. Carrying over the thirst, or I may need a wheelbarrow.
You black man like big box? I heard song, baby got your back. Baby got the back. I like big butts, and I cannot
hold
deny.
Hold up, sir. Money a lot.
We didn't have no money. And here's the speech. Here's the speech I gave DJ. We ain't got no money. All I got is $40 for gas. That's when gas was low. We ain't talking about just now, right? We talking about years ago in 96, 97, early 97.
Yeah, at least 20 years ago.
Okay.
And gas was low. You can ride $40 and go all the way back down south. I said, I only got $40. We can't eat. Now, we can't eat. I said, now, I know this girl in Louisville. And if she don't look good, we ain't staying here. But if she look good, I'm going to ask her to cook us so. And I said, the whole time, man, you're going, please look good. Please.
But preach. Really?
Once I
was
you, I'll never go back.
Truly.
Here is a lesson that I wanna teach.
Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach. Yeah, just like I said, I seen you coming through that door with that pretty smile. Debbie, don't hit me in the head with a brick. It's just entertainment, girl, just entertainment.
Hey, and from the second book, if it ain't making money, you said, if I slap an H, I expect my money. Well, go on to elaborate, K-Tickle.
Let me tell you something. It says what it says. If you put your money in a slot machine and your bag of a tiny tip don't come out, you slap that machine. And what happens?
I'm through. Mr. Turner. For real, than a mug. Let's get this in a movie and get one of these young, up and coming hip hop artists to play Chris.
I agree, and that's what we're shooting for too, and just being able to tell, you know, give an alternate, you know, an alternate to our story in terms of hip hop. So,
for real. Well, I appreciate you for coming on. Like I said, I will stay in contact with you and definitely check on you from time to time. And when that next book come out, my brother, make sure you hit me up so I can get a hold of it. I'm one of your number one fans now.
Oh, man, I appreciate it. Listen, I'm a fan of the show, too. This is, you know, probably one of the best interviews I've had. You guys are, you know, absolutely great. I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you do. These type of venues are absolutely important because it helps artists such as myself, you know, for us to get to that next level.
Everybody else I see on the line, DJ, you in the house?
I'm here, babe.
ATAZ T live on Blog Talk Radio. We doing this thing once again, and I'm looking on the line. I see DJ in the house. I feel like the teacher in Romper Room. I see DJ. I see CJ on the other line. I got her on mute. DJ, you in the house.
You know I'm here, babe.
Hey, check it out. As usual, the host and the hostess called in, and the guest is nowhere to be found.
Wow.
I guess CJ hearing this will make an emergency rush. Get this dude the number 646-595-4579. He need to call in to the number. We can't call his number. He called our number. Come on, son. We got problems. I'm going to play a song, though, that I wanted him to actually evaluate since DJ's here. This was a guest before. I don't think DJ was on the show then when I had her in. She's from California, Caucasian lady. Sound like she black. She's like 20-some years old. Her name is Amber Ojeda. That's O-J-E-D-A. And the song is Ladylike. I'm going to play that while DJ trying to contact Forvel, man.
Slow, baby, lullaby. Sexiest thing on a Saturday night. Just to testify, tell me how you do it, 'cause they be saying
appetite for the skin. the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Welcome to Gospel Jazz with your host, Mo 31, on GospelJazzSite.com.
This is AKAVP Live. That was Norvell you just heard at the end of the song called Holy. And that was my cousin, Ursula Butts, who is related to me and J-Bug. J-Bug is the person that we had on last week, all in the same family, my cousin. She's a gospel artist in Mansfield, Ohio, which is really in the neck of the woods of Norvell. Norvell, you are on the line 248. I see the number. Are you on the line, sir?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
And he comes in with this baritone all in my ear. welcome to the show, Cat. Also, our host, D. Lovely, is on the line. DJ, meet Norvell.
Norvell, it's good to meet you. And you can bring that baritone anytime you want. I like it.
Thank you.
All right, Norvell, you've been on here before, man. I want you to tell the folks what you've done before and explain the new show that you got going on, too.
Well, actually, I'm doing three new shows now.
I'm done with you, dog. I'm done with you. Anyway.
Well, for the last 5 years, I've been blessed to do a gospel jazz podcast, which is praising the Lord through jazz music. And I've been doing the Jazz Suite, which is
right.
Where I play straight-ahead jazz, some contemporary jazz. I'm trying not to dip too much into smooth jazz, but that's really what's out there now. But that's my soapbox topic. I'm not even going to get on that one. What I currently do is I'm on an internet radio station called SV Mix Radio, the best radio not on radio, and I co-host a show called Treasures from Grandpa's Attic on Saturday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., where we play jazz music and we discuss jazz, little jazz facts here and there. Then on Tuesdays, I'm on the Chris Kelly Show, which we play a wide variety of R&B and classic soul. I'm co-hosting that one, as well as I am now doing a show called Getting It In, which is a show that does soul music, the up-and-coming soul music, you know.
Man,
like,
you do everything, don't you, though? when do you have time? When do you have time to be you? You doing all these lunch. I mean, you ain't got no time for yourself, do you?
Not really, especially I got two grown children and three younger ones. So I'm doing that because I'm a, as well as I'm a graphic designer. And I do music reviews for jazz and soul on, what is it, not Blog Talk, but it is bloggernews.net.
Man, you are a busy cat, though. And just to say, you know, I was telling DJ, and I told Miss CJ as well, that when I met you, I think somebody gave me the site. I went to the site, then I had to contact you, and I was very impressed with the gospel jazz suites as well as the jazz suites. And I went there and I met a lot of artists and befriended a lot of artists through your site. I just want you to know, because I'm friends with Dave Stewart, because I'm friends with him and he's been on the show before. Also, I'm friends with Gary Fuston. He's been on the show before many times and we've even talked to him.
Actually, he's at Oklahoma. He does his thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's been putting it down for a while out there in Tulsa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At Oklahoma.
And we're getting ready to do some stuff together. I mean, collaborate on a couple of songs because, of course, I do music as well. So, through your through those two shows alone, I met a lot of artists. And I want to say thank you, bro, for, opening my eyes up to some artists I probably would have missed down the pipe, you know what I'm saying? But I listen to everybody, but it's hard to listen to everybody.
Yeah,
you can say that.
It takes up a lot of time. I mean, I have to give shout-outs to MySpace. They really helped me out when I was just getting started, because that is a place for artists, really. It was a social network, but it's really a good place for artists to get their music out there.
Right.
Now there's Facebook, then there's MySpace, and then there's Twitter. And Twitter is, like, really, a lot of people don't understand it, but it's a really good social medium to get in on. And that'll help you get your message out there for whatever it is you're doing, because it helps you contact other folks and do different things, because that's how I've gotten in contact with some artists and met certain people and just doing my thing.
There's like about, you know, now it's just, it's ridiculous, because I'm on at least about 10 music sites. There's like about, you know, probably about 50 or 60, but I'm on 10 of them that connect throughout. Hype Music Online, K-Vibe, TuneCore. There's all kinds that you can just go and listen to different music, different artists, if you're looking and searching for different artists, because you can do that all day long.
Underground MP, the one thing I have to shout out is the Underground Soul Market. The Underground Soul Market is huge. There are so many untapped and unplayed artists there that it is incredible. And it's a shame that radio has gotten to the point that it has gotten to where you don't hear these guys. You don't hear
right.
a lot of these. You don't hear a lot of the Eric Robertsons and different things like that.
As a matter of fact, let me tell you, Music Maven, she runs a site called Rising Stars. I'll give you the information. She's in Las Vegas. She's one of my friends, and she's got a whole lot of underground artists that you'd be on. Wow, I ain't heard none of these cats. And I checked her out, because she's been on the show before as well. And I talked to her. She's out in Las Vegas, and it's called Rising Stars.
See, I call Las Vegas Las Wages. You know, just like I call, you know, my nickname for BET right now is the Pookie Network. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you have any questions, DJ, for Norvell?
Not yet. I'm listening right now. I'm learning. I'm listening and I'm learning.
Well, what we're going to do, I got some songs I want Norvell to actually give his opinion on. And he probably haven't heard these songs. You see, I always want to make sure that I throw something up aside your head where you go, wow, I miss these guys, where they came from, you know, like that. So this is B. Rice. He's a Caucasian gospel rapper. The name of the song is Go On, and I'm going to play another song after him. And then we'll come back with Norvell on the line along with DJ, and we're going to discuss these songs. Here we go.
Hey, what's up? I'm B. Rice. I'm here to perform.
B. who?
B. Rice.
You're not on the roster.
What you mean I'm not on the roster? Y'all called me to do a show here, man.
You're not on the roster.
Well, look a little closer.
I'm looking. You're not on the roster. Now get out of line.
What's that over there?
Where?
Here we go, yep, I know. You ain't never seen it done like this before. Long hair, blue eyes, yes, I flow. Yes, I sing, plus I bring the ill beats that beat. Sizzling, man, like bacon grease. Back when I had short hair, they called me Jason Priestley. But time passed, I had to mature. See, I'm trying to be the next Ashton Kutcher. My style, I dare you, yo. Watch me pop right out of your stereo. I spit more rounds than a merry-go. I flip more sounds than a karaoke machine. B-team, this has been my dream since back when Al Green was lean. My scheme, my plot, rise to the top was one of the best. I'm trying to be the white Kanye West, you heard me? That was a joke, in case you didn't get it. I'm one in a million custom fitted. If you ain't with it, then hit the exit. Don't disrespect us, I leave you breathless.
Go on.
Now be right, hear the T-H to end like, thank you for seeing it wrong again. What I gotta do to get some respect around here? Stop fronting like I'm crazy and throwing round chairs with you. Quit telling people that I'm from Brown Deer. Really, man, what you trying to do, kill my career? It's bad enough they didn't put my name on the roster. They trying to claim that I'm a Jason Chavez imposter. Where's my manager? Wait, it's me. It sounds like these. I wish I had a fake ID, so I tell the bouncer. bring CDs, show up. Sound system is sounding like garbage. My man, where you buy this microphone from? Target? It's funny how the same people that mean mug you will come up to you after the show and try to hug you. No matter how tight you're on the mic, there's always one hater that's like, he's alright.
I'm better though.
It's sort of sad, but I had to laugh. I thought the store wanted my autograph. I said, hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Margie. Tell me to bother you, but can I borrow that Sharpie?
What? Don't you know who I am, girl?
No, wait. Are you the dude from that 70s show?
Shoot, I played it off, said, yep, that's me.
Oh my gosh, you're signed to be me, CD.
You're kidding.
Go on.
Look here, y'all. Flop hats, hot pants, and gold medallions. Fake grills. To the side. Look out. If once in a while you need some old school company, body that appreciates a sexy groove and a old school melody. We got your son in the love of family, building a community. It's gonna just sing, lift you up. Heaven, a heaven we can't believe in. Everybody talking about hot time like it just started yesterday. People I know, they've been struggling, at least it seems that way. Fat cats on Wall Street, they got a bailout, why somebody else got to wait. 700 billion, but my old neighborhood ain't nothing changed but today. Listen, every once in a while need some old school company, somebody that appreciates a sexy groove and an old school melody. Yeah. Got your son in the love of family, building up community. As long as you sing, lift you up to heaven, a heaven we can't believe it. Ain't nothing ever came from complaining, except for a bit of heart that's you. Follow along and you go on to do something. It's from the next chord, next chorus is through. The songs we sang, they used to mean something. Now every other one's just me. Rather than reminisce, I'm telling you this. It's time for a brand new thing. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Every once in a while, you need some old school company. Somebody that appreciates the sex. Everybody's thinking on the quick and then created by the keepers of time. Cast aside by using ain't by the trick, changing your state of mind. Got you catering to the whims of the flesh before you get your paper right. Call me old fashioned, but back in the day, wasn't no shorties inside.
Got that money,
cause y'all. Every day, we need it. Sexy clothes, but we would bleed it. Shorty, come out with the baby carriage. Call me old fashioned, just clap your hands. Just clap your hands. Radio used to be local, untouched by the man. Songs we used to sing used to mean something. Now they're just bland, like a drummer.
Old school,
where's the real drummer? Where's the real drummer? Michael B. Mint Condition. Morris Day. Jella Bean Wishing. Sheila E. And Brother John. Sometimes me. To the dawn. But the White House is black. We got to take the radio back. Power to the people. Power to the people. We don't care. Make the party strip to their underwear. Turn the lights off so they don't stare. Somebody blindfold Billy, he's so square. Christina Milian playing truth or dare. Maxwell and CeeLo, they gonna end up there. Pick another number, mix a dime, don't care. As long as she having fun, nobody's scared. I got a pocket full of 20 good times. And the cold's on the line. No, baby, you can't get in. No. And neither can your man. You even got this cold, but this a piece of thing going on. I'm just a bad man, pajama. Y'all can't understand. Oh, get it. The new Minneapolis sound. Honey Collective, drop the needle down. See me rock. Call the government man and tell him we got to do three. Valentina, tonight, I'm busy. But tell your mama 77 Beverly Park. Gets better with time. We got the old school company, y'all, dancing in the dark. I don't mind. Put this thing on repeat. Go back to one and just move your feet. And tell your friends. And the Minneapolis sound, we can't be beat.
Welcome to the Jazz Suite. Your table is right this way.
That was Prince, if y'all didn't know it. Old School Company. That was Prince. I thought you would have known that, Norville, but yeah, that was Prince.
It sounded like him doing that voice and that whole thing. And I was like, okay. All right.
Yeah, that's Prince.
Like Prince.
And the first dude was B. Rice. A gospel white rapper, but he's pretty good.
Yeah, he is. He sounds like a smooth, calmed down version of Eminem, because that's how his rap
sounds. Yeah, and if one of these days, you need to let me come into y'all show and talk to the program director, so we can talk over some different songs, because there's a lot of music that probably ain't being played. I buy it continuously. I got over probably 400 albums and over 1,000 cassette tapes and probably 600, 700 CDs. So I listen to music all the time. And new music.
Right now.
Not really. I just let you know how well listened I am. If that's a word, if that's a verb, listened and I am.
Wow.
That's decent. Well, that's a new
one. Don't try to repeat that any place you go.
No, I won't, because people won't understand. Y'all in the upper room right now. Y'all with me? What did you think about those songs? I want to hear your professional analysis.
Professional. I'm myself a music listener. But I will say the Prince one I liked, that was different. That was different. You know, and it had, the verbiage was real cool. The verbiage for it was real cool. I liked that. Now, the first one, that had an Eminem type style to it, and it really was, it was smooth itself.
Right.
It was smooth itself. So both of them could really survive in their own little genre. I think Prince's song, though, you will have to actually be a Prince lover to really enjoy his music to get that one, because Prince goes off in different directions, and unfortunately, musically, we as connoisseurs have gotten very finicky with our listening.
Right. Mm-hmm. It usually takes me a week to get used to a Prince CD, and then I'll be like, oh, I'm feeling it now. But I got to go through that rough spot first. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
DJ, I know you're not a professional, but you do listen.
I do. I'm a listener. I'm just like your average man on the street or woman on the street. Somebody has to buy the music, so it's got to be something that's worth listening to. Now, the first one, the rapper.
Be Right.
Yeah, him I enjoyed very much. Now, that whole Prince thing, I didn't feel it at all.
I'm a Prince fanatic, so I love Prince. So
I do too. I love Prince when he's being Prince, but when he's out there doing something outside of being Prince, I'm not as much of a fan.
That reminds me of when my wife and I were dating, and I was working at an advertising agency, and I said, to get in her good graces, I got Prince tickets, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, how far back are we? And I said, well, sweetie, the best I could get by pulling a favor was fourth row. That's the best I could do. I was a hero for about a week.
Ooh.
I was a hero for about a week.
That ain't bad. I'm going to do that one.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Yeah, that's real good.
People all over the office were like, how did you get Prince tickets? I said, never ask how I do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that it got done.
That's all. That's how a man's supposed to talk. And just tell me who I am. Don't ask me who I am. Tell me who I am.
Yeah, let me know. Reassure me. Reassure my manhoodedness. Okay, because you surprised me when you said you do the soul show. It's underground soul.
Yeah, I play a lot of underground artists, and then I do a portion of it which is called flashback. You know, it's a musical flashback to, I forgot what I call it, because if I were listening to the show, I'd be able to say it right off. Because I take it back to where, you know, like R&B from the 90s and the 80s and before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I took a song, His name is Michael Speaks, and a lot of people don't know about him. And he did a version of If Only for One Night by Luther Vandross that was real Jodeci-ish before Jodeci came out, because he has a real powerful voice. And before Jodeci even really hit the scene, he had done something, you know. And then I had to throw Mint Condition in there to a flashback artist, you know, because a lot of people don't know about, they know about Mint Condition, but they don't really dig deep into the Pretty Brown Eyes remix or the, I Can See Forever in Your Eyes. You know, they don't understand that too much.
No, good. So what's the, I can tune in any, do I tune in any time or listen to it live? Can I go to the link any time or listen to it? I have to listen to it live.
It is played live, and I'm working on a link because I do web design too, so I'm building up the site for that whole thing. I'm working on that too. So,
what's the site?
I haven't got the site yet. I'm working on it though. I'm working on how I'm going to do it, because it's on SV Mix, and I used to do the show live in studio, but they asked me to do another show, co-host another show, so I did that, but I didn't want to let that Neo Soul go, because that's that means a lot to me.
Yeah. And there's a lot of bad artists in that genre as well.
Oh my goodness. There's some, I have heard, there's one young lady by the name of Tracy Cruz. She is a Hispanic young lady, but she looks Asian. And she has this real powerful, I mean powerful voice. And she has a song called My Amigo, and she speaks Hispanic in there, and then she throws some, what is that? I had the Filipino.
Is Tracy Cruz?
Tracy Cruz. She is, her album came out in like 2008, and playing a lot of these artists, I'm finding out their albums have been sitting out there for like a year or 2 years, and I'm like, whoa.
Right. Like, okay, I'm gonna give you a name to look up. Peachy Salthouse. Her name is Peachy Salthouse. She's got a song called I know her too. She bad.
Ooh, oh.
She's in the UK. I tried to have her on the show, but because of the time difference and being that she's in the UK.
Yeah,
but, yeah,
she's
bad, too.
She's on the Digi Soul label, or she was on the Digi Soul label for a minute out of the UK. But she mostly has done independent stuff with her.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I got about four or five cuts of hers.
Right.
And I'm like, then there's this one on the Blue Eyed Soul tip. There's one gentleman by the name of Ollie Rockberg who is phenomenal with the piano. And he's a British young man, but he's stationed in New York now. He does a lot of shows, and he dabbles. He kind of reminds you of someone. Remember, he kind of reminds you of Michael McDonald in the distinctness of his voice. And he dabbles in R&B and jazz, and he goes between the two so smoothly that it's almost effortless when you listen to him. And even though he really plays a lot of jazz stuff, some of his stuff is so just in between. It reminds me of, you know, the Clark Duke Project, you know, Touch and Go, things of that nature, where it could be played on jazz as contemporary, or it could be slid over to your R&B station and still get away with it.
That's how bad it is.
Yeah, he reminds me of a time when music was undefinable, you know? You didn't put it in one category, you put it in two categories. It wasn't as segmented, and it wasn't as regimented as it has become.
Right.
It was a nice listening experience. You could drive into any neighborhood and play certain songs, and everybody would understand. You know, like... a flashback song that I'm going to play eventually. I don't know when, but one song is Toto, Georgie Porgy.
Right.
And everybody doesn't understand that Toto, yeah, they were a Caucasian group. But
right.
Georgie, that was a hood song.
that was a hood banger back then when it came out too.
And a lot of people don't dig back into the music, and a lot of with the music industry being in turmoil as it is on a large scale, for folks like myself and yourself, Chaz, who love music and play music, it's wonderful for us. You know, I just feel bad for the artists because they don't have that venue or that mainstay where they can say, okay, I want to do this and I'm going to do that and I'm going to get it out there and people are going to listen. And it's an interesting thing because when I first started podcasting and playing music, I was worried about what everybody in the States would think until I saw my numbers for Japan and England and Germany. Then I was like, okay, let me stop looking at this from a U.S. thing and look at it internationally.
And you didn't have to worry about nobody from the United States because everybody was digging the show overseas.
Right. You know, I mean, people are starting to – I've been doing gospel jazz for 5 years now. This November, it'll be 5 years. There are people in the United States who are still – like, it didn't really pick up in the U.S. until about a year or two ago. People started listening clicking on the Facebook page and going, oh, I like this. And I'm like, wow, I've been at this for like 4 to 5 years.
well, give the people the website so they can actually tune in. Because I thought you said one of them you stopped doing. Am I correct?
No, one of them I haven't stopped doing any of it. It's just I had to change because my service provider had a hiccup, and I haven't gotten a chance to fix that hiccup that they had. But in the process of fixing that and making it so I won't have that hiccup with them again. But it's gospeljazz at podomatic.com.
And I hope a DJ is writing that down because DJ, once you get fixed on that site, you're gonna be like, "Wow, I got to keep on listening." Because I got a lot of friends that said thank you for turning me on to that jazz link that you gave me.
Yeah, I'm actually typing it in now.
Okay, because I know she's a jazz. She loves jazz, so she would love this.
Gospel jazz.
Yeah.
The gospel. I mean, my father listens to it and he goes, "What? You just went? Yeah. I try.
That's all right.
I try to go.
Well, Norvell, I got one more question. We got 7 minutes. I got one more question. What is your passion for doing this? I mean, where does it come from? I mean,
see, now here's the website. It's Gospel Jazz. All one word, .podomatic.com. That's gospeljazz.podomatic.com. That's where I have it stationed at for right now. But my passion for the music, I've always had a passion for music. Whenever, throughout my life, whenever something has gone on or has been, like, gone astray or something that I really couldn't mentally handle or something, there's always been music there to get me through it. And it's kind of like, it's exactly what Common said. I can't go through it without soul music, and that's the way music has always been. Music has been that comfort, you know. And God blessed me to take my music knowledge and my love for it and play gospel jazz as well as the jazz suite and do everything because when I create the playlist sometimes, I'm in a different world. I mean, I literally just vacate because I sit up and I can sit up and just look at it and see what I'm doing, and I'll get in a groove, and then 1 minute it'll be like 9 p.m. when I start, and the next thing you know, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm going, ooh, wow, okay. Me and, ooh, that song will go with this, and this song will go with that, and I like this song, and this, that, and the other. And I just went back, what is it, we had an all-80s reunion for my high school last weekend. And some of the cats I went to school with were like, man, I'm really digging your gospel jazz and your jazz podcast, dude. How'd you get started in that? And I wound up telling them, and it was fascinating to me. Then some of my classmates, I hooked on what I'm doing. You know,
right.
Going, man, you know, it's a surreal experience, for real. It is very surreal.
Well, I want to say thank you for doing it, bro, and keep doing what you do, because you put people like me that's looking for different artists, you know, in the know, going, wow, I didn't know that. Wow, I didn't know that. So I could, you know, go on and find out about that artist even more through the link that's on there for that artist, and then becoming friends and getting in contact with them and having them on my show so they can get further exposure through their music. Like I said, thank you for doing what you do, bro.
Tez, you're not a slouch yourself producing music, and you do trendsetting things yourself now. So
I try.
You know,
I'm just a vessel. What they say, DJ, tell me. What, DJ? Help me out, DJ.
I'm choking. I can't say anything. This is what I'm trying to say.
But I try to do my thing too, dog. But I'm just saying, I'm glad that there's some folks that actually have the passion that I have, because I have a strong passion for music, overly strong. And I thank people that that I met like you, so I can always contact and get a couple more knowledgeable thoughts or turning me on to somebody else so I can listen to them and digging their music as well.
Oh yeah.
And
a couple of
congratulations with the other shows as well.
Thank you. I'm trying. I'm really trying, because some folks are like, you keep on doing this, they're gonna have to start paying you. And I'm like, that's
don't worry, bro, because believe me, yeah, I always think about you. If I get on, don't think nobody. I'm gonna have to have a jazz division, so I know somebody that know about it real hard. I mean, I know a little bit, but I don't know it all. You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
We got 3 minutes. I'm gonna leave you with one of the new songs that I did on the CD, the President's CD, which I've been the president of the United States since 2005. The first black president before Obama was ever in office. I had a CD out being the black first president. Ironic that it came to pass. This song is called Certified off of Year Tree, which is phonetically means year three. It's the phonetic alphabet of the United States Army. We say tree instead of three. I want to thank Norvell for being in the house and explaining what he does. And what he does well is listen out for new and upcoming artists, jazz, neo soul, soul. Man, you're doing it all, dog. In a minute, you're going, next time I talk to you, you're going to be like, well, I'm talking to, I got an old school rap show. I'll be like, okay, cat, now that's something I know. Thank DJ for being on, as always. And hopefully, we'll see y'all next week with some more guests on ATAZP Live. This song is called Certified, the song off of the new Year Tree CD by me. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
But I keep it intact. presidential wage, people on my back. Changing healthcare, making it so slack. The competition is where we do lack. It's a lower price for Jill and Jack. And when we ask yo, where you get that? Look online and search for the fact. Let's do it right, we need to make a pact. Economy note, it's going up to the sky. Shake our heads and we ask why. I need some tact, but I stay fly. Every politician will tell a lie. Meet a black president, dot the I with every black suit. Gotta keep a black tie. I don't debate, but I will say hi. Air Force One, I'm out, I sigh.
Certified. I am certified. You know me, baby, I'm certified.
Certified.
I am certified. You know me, baby.
Year three, hot like butter on the roll. Now the White House, we're kicking soul. My officers are left out in the cold. Perfect 10 frame, check out my bowl. These stealers operate like Chuck Noll. More clothes and bankrupts, people whole. Free conscious White House, Billy Joe. Blemish on America, a black mole. I didn't get it, can't understand. Money over bitches, rules our land. Black president, all I say is damn. Can we get this shit together, man? Put the people first, yo, if we can. Not treat them like pebbles in the sand. Keep the fire hot, cause we do jam. Love our brothers, our sisters, and our fam.
Certified.
Girl, C.C. Ross, White House correspondent and author of the C.C. Ross Project. It's hard to believe T.A.Z. is in year three of his incredible presidency. With the opposition from Senator Chipper Benedict, this president could be in trouble. Senator Benedict is rumored to be influenced by the president's former mistress, and it looks like his chances for year four are in dire straits. Can President T.A.Z. survive this first term, or will his haters do him in? Hold on.
Certified. You know me, baby. Certified. Certified. You know me, baby. Certified. Certified.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Behinus from Queens, all the way from the NYC. I am a female independent artist, in which I am a singer, songwriter, and I produce my own tracks. That's right, y'all. So come check me out at DHynusUnlimited.net. That is spelled DHYNEZ Unlimited.net. This is coming live from the ATAZ radio station in the ATL. So peace, love, and happiness to you all. Most of all, keep it real with yourself as well as others. Peace out.